Let's speak to the Justice Minister, David Ford, who can join us now. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction?
I think, like everybody else, I'm absolutely horrified at what was intended last night in Derry. It certainly appears that a group of people were intent of setting off some sort of explosion, which would definitely have threatened property and almost certainly have threatened life as well. It's also clear that they do not represent anyone of any significant numbers, that the vast majority of people in Derry and elsewhere reject what they're doing. And I certainly hope that anybody who can help the police and the follow-up in catching any other perpetrators will do so.
We're learning this morning, Minister, that the roof had already been cut out of this van and these devices were primed, ready to fire.
And that clearly is an indication of the threat to life which was being posed. And it's clearly an indication that although there are small numbers of people, that they are ruthless, they have no respect for life, they have no respect for the livelihoods of other people, and they have no respect for the vast civilian population in Derry, never mind what may well have been a target of the police.
It just takes them to get through once. How can we stop them?
Well, what we have seen is very good policing being done. I see when I go around Northern Ireland, extremely good policing being done in the sense of community policing, engaging with local people, building the confidence, which is, I'm quite sure, part of the way in which information is being provided, which is helping deal with these issues. I obviously don't know the circumstances of this particular incident, but I do know there are very good relationships being built up in Derry, as in many other places.
Do you agree, Minister, with Mark Durkin, who was on this morning, who says that we should be trying to engage with these people on a political level?
I'm not sure that those who are currently engaged in this level of campaign actually have any political ideals in which to engage. They seem to be more wedded to the struggle than to any possible outcome. So I'm not sure that there's any benefit in suggesting that. I mean, we're well aware of what's happened in the past when church and community and business and trade union leaders engaged with those who are engaged around violence in order to persuade them not to. I'm not sure that those who are currently engaging in violence are amenable to that kind of discussion.
And if this is a sign, if this is a sign of what is to come, people will be focusing their minds, Minister, on the resources that the police have to try to stop this and stand up against it. And we have the G8 in a few months' time. Have we got the capability and the resourcing levels within the PSNI
to deal with this? You'll have heard the Chief Constable say in recent weeks that he has the resources he needs. But obviously, when we look to big events like the G8, there's an issue about seeking mutual aid, as it's termed, from other police services across the water. Obviously, there's a lot of good work being done in cooperation, and that will also include around the G8 with the Garda Síochána. So I believe that those issues are being addressed, and it's my duty as Minister to engage in seeing that the necessary resources are there for the police.
And because, David, of what has happened last night, do you think you will need to now speak to the Chief Constable about a reassessment of the security threat from dissidents? Well, will the security threat level go up?
I speak regularly to the Chief Constable. I speak regularly to the Secretary of State as well, because she has responsibilities around the national security aspects of policing. So those conversations happen on a regular basis. They don't just happen in response to specific incidents.
So you don't think there's a need for the security level to rise as a consequence of this?
Well, no, I leave the expertise to the police, who have the expertise. They have the operational responsibility. They have the expertise. The issue for me is to look at background issues about resourcing and so on, and I will continue to have those discussions with the Chief Constable, but I'm not going to tell him what his job is.